wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Dell, along with Brian. Right? Here we go. Look at this. It's just, this is, we're like, this is our AAA team. Okay? We're the A's. We're the A's.
Okay? I guess I'm Tony Kemp, who has great days.
You are Tony Kemp, by the way. You are Tony Kemp, by the way. I'm Ramon Laureano. Okay?
And who is Brian?
Brian is, we'll make him Oller.
Okay.
Can I take Sky Bolt?
You can be Bolt. You can be Sky Bolt. Okay? Yeah.
Well, the big club's getting back together. Well, not all of the big clubs.
He's Batman today, though. He's got his Batman shirt on.
I do see that shirt. Well, the big club will almost be completely back together. I mean, RJ won't be here, but Lance will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, Lance will be back tomorrow. This is Dell's last day on Earth. Well, on this piece of Earth.
Well, thankfully.
For the rest of this week,
thankfully,
anyway.
I can go back to the humble abode and get up at noon.
Well, I've got some bad news for you. News of the Weird, by the way.
What?
Really bad news for you.
About Earth? Coming to an end?
No, about your lifestyle, okay? Just so you know.
You don't even know what my lifestyle is.
I know what your lifestyle is.
What?
It's nap, okay? It's napping a lot.
There's lunch, there's naps. There's a lot of things going on.
Well, yeah. No, I get that. But yeah, this is Dell's last day with us here, okay? So he is, we're going to go out with a bang.
My residency is over. Me and Celine.
You're the Jake Odorizzi of this show, probably. Okay. You're the sixth starter.
Okay? Wow. Well, that's kind of the case, actually, being the sixth starter.
You are the sixth starter. And frankly, I don't know that you brought it this week, if you want to know.
I mean,
the truth.
Jake had some good starts before.
No, he had a couple of good starts. Yeah, you've had your moments, too.
Yeah, I mean, not every day. I mean, let's be clear, the material ain't great. I mean, look at, considering the week I'm in.
So this is.
I think last. The revelation last night or yesterday afternoon provides great material.
This is one of the most embarrassing stories for an athlete.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, not like
crime.
Like,
or
Kellen Winslow in a tub of Vaseline.
In a parking lot.
Yeah, right. Not that. Or, you know, Darren Sharper.
Not that kind of thing. As far as on the field / off the field football, strictly related to the sport you play, it's one of the more embarrassing things we've heard. But first, let's talk about Jake Odorizzi.
Jake Odorizzi, I've made the point before that Jake Odorizzi needs to go to the bullpen. If Jake Odorizzi wants to be on the postseason roster, he should go to the bullpen. He should ask. He should run into Dusty's office and say, hey, can I get to the bullpen? Because there's zero chance that I'm going to be on the postseason roster. Whether it's the first round, the second round, the World Series, whatever it is, Jake Odorizzi is not going to be part of it because he can't start. You cannot start that guy, especially with Lance McCullers. Jake Odorizzi gets pushed to seventh in this rotation. How in the world do you don't go, there's a lot of times you don't carry four starters. Now, you'll carry four in a series, but it used to, in a five-game series, you wouldn't carry four. But now that they're all seven-game series, you'll carry four starters. There is zero chance that Jake Odorizzi is part of that. If I'm Jake Odorizzi, I'm saying, let me go to the pen so that I got a chance to actually contribute for this team. Because what is going to happen anyway when Lance McCullers comes back? You're not going to a seven-man rotation.
No, you're not.
And you're not if you pull Javier out of this rotation for Jake Odorizzi, you're just telling this ball club that, well, it just doesn't matter. Because we don't see outings like this out of our starters. It was almost like, really?
It's almost like a throwback to a time before. Like, what are we looking at here? His stuff doesn't match what the other guys have. It looks out of place.
One thing just doesn't belong, right? In the old Sesame Street, which of these things don't belong? And it's Jake Odorizzi. Is there a possibility? I said this, I was just on Channel 26 a little while ago. I said, I think Jake Odorizzi has a good chance. Now, this ump squeezed him a little bit. He had a couple of strikes in there that were actually pretty good pitches on off-speed stuff that he didn't get across. that the umpire didn't call for him. But is there a chance that Jake Odorizzi is part of a package?
Does a contender look at him as what, a fourth or fifth? A team fighting for a playoff spot?
You're not trading with a contender.
So this is what I'm saying. So who's looking for Jake Odorizzi?
No, well, somebody that needs some fill-in. You know,
yes, in the year? Just starting pitching? Starting
pitching to fill in, whatever. I don't want to bring up young guys to start their clock. You know, you know what? I'll take a Jake Odorizzi.
An inning eater that doesn't affect us in the future?
Yeah.
Somebody like that.
Just right.
Get him out there and...
And bye. You know what? I could certainly see where Jake Odorizzi is not... I mean, what in the world would you... Could you possibly... Why is he on... It's just... It's bad.
He's got a player option for next year.
In which he will pick up.
Yeah, not sure who's giving him more than $6.5 million in 2023 if he opts out. Does a team want to take on a fourth or fifth starter, 32 years old, not much upside? You're the baseball guy. You tell me what team is looking to trade anything?
Well, I know you want prospects, right? But you could also, hey, we got to throw in here. It's only a couple of $1 million this year. Now it's going to be $6.5 million next year. $6.5 million for a starting pitcher in the bigs is not, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's not,
I just don't know if you want to be beholden like the Astros feel like they are to pitching him because, you know, he's signed and he's under contract.
Yeah. There's no spot for him. And you're not going to, I don't see him DFAing him. Everybody's, hey, just DFA him. Just DFA. No, I just don't see it. There's just, I think, zero chance. Because zero chance that they DFA him. I don't think they're going to be, the Astros don't work like that. But it's somehow, some way, you've got to convince Jake Odorizzi that he just can't be part of this rotation. He just can't be part of this rotation. And we'll see what they do. Listen, what did we say yesterday? If they take 2 out of 3, be thrilled from the A's? Now, honestly, and 1 out of 3 is a real possibility.
You're hoping. I mean,
it's the A's. You can't beat this team.
Now the last 3 out of 4 you've lost, so you would like. You can't beat this team. You're the only team who can't beat this team.
They're the worst team in baseball, and they're a Triple A club,
and they slap
you around. I mean, and there's 40 people in the stands.
I legit thought as that game started, there were less than 150 in the building. Now people moved down. Now the behind home plate got pretty full, and your assumption is they just told people, hey, for TV purposes,
everybody
move down
here.
Whoever you are, you want to come down and watch?
Look, it's full back there.
It looks like a playoff game if you just look at that shot.
Except it's, you know, got a bunch of people with A's gear on.
Yeah.
Other than that, it looks like a playoff game.
Would never happen.
Right. Right. It's not 1971, okay? That's not happening. Or 1989. It's not happening, okay? It just doesn't happen anymore that the Athletics get a bunch of people. Listen, it was almost a lot. This team is it's so funny how they get up and they are so focused and they just destroy. They're giant killers, and the Lambs just, they take them out. The Lambs take them out to slaughter.
And they got off to a good start, Peña with the home run, so they're up 1-0, and then Jake happened.
And then after
two pretty solid, he was 6 up, 6 down, right, to start the game, and then and then Tony Kemp got to him, and then it was kind of,
and then it was, then he just,
then
lost.
He fell apart.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a great outing just because you get 6 outs.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He fell apart after getting those 6 outs. Tony Kemp ruined his life, and then after that, he was wild, and you know, maybe got squeezed a little bit on some pitches, but you know, Tony Kemp had his way with him, and then so the rest of the A's.
Yeah, I just think Jake Odorizzi. I don't know. This is one of those acquisitions and signings and, you know, contracts that if you're going to be a contender. Now, Jake Odorizzi came in here and he actually wasn't all that bad. But listen, when you're signing a player option in your last year of your deal for $6.5 million, I mean, I think you realize this, you know what? I am who I am. Jake Odorizzi, God bless. He, you know what? He's made a lot of money. Good for him. I think he's Italian. I like that about him. But he's just not. He can't be part of this. He just can't be part of this. This team is just too good to have these kind of outings every 6 days.
Are you calling him the turd in the punch bowl?
Well, somebody else said that. I don't know where. I saw that somewhere else too. That's kind of
rude.
That it really is. It's not. That is really,
it's not really nice at all.
No. And you know, they made a nice little rally, a nice little comeback. The A's were throwing the ball all over the place. It was like Little League.
They're Triple A.
They're a Little League team. and you cannot beat a little league team. It was almost a lot. I almost felt like I did. I felt like saying this is a lock that they're going to lose this game. There's zero chance that they can beat the A's. Odorizzi's on the mound.
There's a dead ballpark.
It's the worst. I mean, after playing here against the Yankees, going to Seattle where it was full and it was the World Series. Remember they played in the World Series this weekend?
July World Series for the Mariners.
The July World Series for the Mariners. And then they go there and there's four people. And they're like, is this really the big league? You guys, are we still in the big leagues this year? They get more people at AAA games than the A's do.
Do you think which one sucks the energy more out? I mean, Tampa's a better
LSU
ball club.
outdraws the A's.
Of course they do. A lot of the SEC teams, they love baseball. Do you think, we know Tampa's been a house of horrors for different reasons. Tampa's been a good baseball team, and also it's kind of a dreary situation. But this has got to be the worst environment in all of baseball, right?
Yeah, no.
It's no chance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the oldest, ugliest, terrible park. I'm sure the clubhouse is awful as opposed to all the new fancy amenities that every other ballpark has. This is just, it's just garbage. It's just terrible that they're in the division. You got to play there 9 times a year.
When was this built? In the 70s? And they've added to the Oakland Coliseum?
I don't even know if it was in the 70s. This was it before? I don't know. You look at Wikipedia,
look it
Oakland Coliseum, because it might be before that. Might be in the 60s. Didn't the
1966?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just awful. And that was when they didn't put anything in the parks.
Nothing.
They put no money. They were like, the owners built it.
Hey, you see this trough? This is where you pee.
Yeah.
Right. This is what they're doing.
Yeah. No. Rice Stadium. Yeah. That's how you built it. Just plain as possible and just horrific. And they're still playing. 1966, they're still playing in that park. Holy crap. You want to talk about it. No one cares.
And considering their history, not so recent, but this was a team, you know, they won World Series. Even in the Moneyball era, that was a good baseball team.
Yeah.
And that's why they became famous. They did it a different way. And nothing could have got, nothing got that city to build them a new place. I guess they hated Al Davis so much.
Well, it's California, and it's Northern California, and they just don't care. They just don't care.
But they care about the Giants.
They do, but they built them a new, they got a new park.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Everybody, yeah,
they built the Giants a new park.
And if the A's would build, well, it is San Francisco versus Oakland.
That's
one thing. That's a big thing. Although the Golden State drew when they were in Oakland.
Yeah, and then they moved
then
to
they
San
said,
Francisco.
Yeah, we're done with this.
We're out of here. Yeah, bye.
Like everybody else said, we're out of here. 712 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, Kyler Murray has one of the most embarrassing stories you'll ever see for an athlete. If you haven't heard, we'll tell you about it next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about the Morley Law Firm. Look, got a problem? If you got a problem, you need representation. You don't have a lawyer on retainer. I don't have a lawyer on retainer. No, we don't. We just don't. We're not corporations. We don't have big money. If we have a problem, and if you have a problem, you know, you need representation. Even if you just need some lawyerly advice, if there's something going on with your, I don't know, with your neighbors, there's something going on with your will, if there's, you're in probate, whatever the case may be, whatever it is, whatever issue you have that you need a lawyer, they're here for you. And they do everything. Their experience is tremendous. They got unbelievable experience, and they are so diversified. It's unbelievable the amount of different stuff that they do. You've been hit by an 18-wheeler, you get into a motorcycle accident, you got malpractice issues. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be civil, it could be criminal. It just doesn't matter. The Morley Law Firm can do it, and they'll give you, in most instances, a free evaluation of your case. And they'll talk to you about it, and they'll tell you whether or not you have a case. And this is what these guys do all the time. And if you've got an immigration problem, say habla español, they can help you out with that too. All you got to do is go to MorleyLaw.com, MorleyLaw.com, MorleyLaw.com. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Last year on an Arizona radio show, Kyler Murray said this. I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and just see it before it happens. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head, I see so much. Yeah, I'm going to start watching some film now, Carly. Going to watch a little film, bud? Want to watch a little film?
Ooh. I mean, it is one, like you said, it's one of the worst stories for, and particularly because he's a quarterback. Like, if this happened to a corner, like, why are you asking the corner to watch for him? Well, he just covers guys. I mean, corners need to watch film.
They watch
a lot.
There's probably a lot of corners that watch a lot more film than Kyler Murray
considering
does.
Considering the story that came out. But if it's a corner, you're like, whatever. But just because of people think that way. But when it's a quarterback, when, you know, first guy in, last guy out, all the things you expect from your starter. And for the Cardinals to say, hey, man, for you to get your money, we're going to need you to promise to do this.
You're going to do this or we ain't paying you.
And all the stipulations around, hey, no TV. Hey, buddy, turn the TV off.
So here is Ian Rappaport explaining the clause in Kyler Murray's $230.1 million contract.
As far as I can tell, this type of language is not in any other player's contract, certainly not any big-time, big-money quarterback. But here's what it is. There is in Kyler Murray's new five-year extension, $230.5 million contract extension based on new money, an addendum that is essentially an independent study clause. What this means is that Kyler Murray has to study by himself for 4 hours per game week. He's okay, but 4 hours per game week needs to do it on the team-issued tablet, which, of course, teams can now monitor. If he does not do this, he is in default and will essentially lose his guaranteed money, according to the addendum of his contract. It also says in there that he is not allowed to be doing anything that would distract him from studying, such as video games or TV.
This is the most embarrassing clause I've ever seen, that you have to put in there, we're not going to pay you unless you study. As an NFL quarterback, Peyton Manning, he's not, okay? But Peyton Manning was Peyton Manning.
He was a different breed.
Yeah.
But the clause suggests he's not like any quarterback who you expect to start. Because Ian Rappaport said, it's never been in any big-time player's contract ever. So he must be very unique, just on the opposite side of Peyton Manning.
Well,
Manning's on one side of the spectrum, and Kyler's on the other.
He admitted it. I don't study. I don't watch film.
I got that cognitive skills. That's what he said.
Cognitive.
He got those cognitive skills.
I pick it up without doing anything.
All Kyler said was, F it, I ball. That's what he said. I'm going to go out there and ball. That is what he said in a different tone. Hey, man, I don't need that. I'm going to go out there and ball. And the Cardinals said, we're going to need you to actually, you know, get in the film room. Or actually he has to do it at home. Independent study suggests away from the facility and without distractions. And we're going to have you log into an app.
That they had to put in there that he can't be playing video games while he's
surfing the internet. Like he's 14.
It says, for example, watching television, playing video games, or browsing the internet. Oh, my God!
Did Steve Keim just transport the rules he has for his children into this contract? Did he go, hey, this is how I treat my freshman in high school. I'm going to treat Kyler the same
way. I don't have
a
contract with him, but you know what? That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you can't go out. You can't go out with your friends if you don't do this, this, and this, and you got to do it without television. He just transferred it to Kyler and said, hey, it works for them. See if it works for him.
This is just so embarrassing. Goodness gracious. Players should complete at least 4 hours of independent study as defined below each week, excluding any bye week, during each playing season as defined below. Playing season means the period beginning on the first Monday after the conclusion of training camp as defined blah, 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 and ending with the last game of the club schedule, including any postseason games during each league year. Independent study means player studies the material provided to him by the club in order to prepare for the next club's next upcoming game. It should be by iPad. Players shall receive no credit for independent study any longer for any period during which player does not personally study the provided material in good faith. For avoidance of doubt, players shall not receive any credit for independent study with respect to any time periods during which any material is displayed on an iPad. So none of the time that he's at the facility counts. This is all
he has to be away. On his own. You have to do this. And I think it equates about 40 minutes per day.
Well, yeah.
4 hours per week.
So how are they going to know?
I'm sure they got an app.
How are they going to know if he's got the TV on?
Yeah, I don't know. Does the app sense sound? How advanced is this app? I'm assuming they're going to have him log into.
Well, no, it's just the team. The team provides the materials for him to study.
But how can they prove that he's studying?
You can see the log on.
This is what I'm saying. So it'll be something that tracks him logging in. So does it?
Yeah, I think that's unless they've got you think
spy they're
bugging,
software.
They're bugging his.
Maybe there's spy software in the app.
His house,
and it flips on the camera without turning the light on in the laptop, and it'll see if he and picks up the sound of the TV on. I don't know how advanced they're going to get to make sure he fulfills his contract.
But so wait a minute. Do you think they've got a camera in his den and his kitchen? No, and see him hop up on his little table.
On his little table, hop up. No, no. He's not a cat. No. No. What I think there'll be spy software in whatever he has to log into, so it'll turn on his camera without alerting him, and it'll pick up the sound.
Oh, or the camera shows whether or not he's paying attention.
No, definitely that. So, but it also have sound because they said no TV. Yeah. So if you look up for a bit, well, whatever.
But you could have the TV on and no sound on.
Well, then he's going way out of the way to break that contract.
And he could have his PlayStation, his little remote.
He's not going to play it on mute.
He could. Well, yeah. Well, you can play it on mute.
That's no fun.
Well, if you're dedicated. I mean, well, you could pretend like you're looking, but. Okay, the TV that is right behind it.
Is he going to put on glasses with his that look like his eyes are open, but he's really napping? Do you think that's what's going to happen?
No. He's got the TV with his game on, with his what did the guy say? Why his play goes down every year?
Someone, because this is the internet, and what else do you have to do? Someone went through the release dates of Call of Duty and matched it up with the downturn in his fantasy points. And most of us thought, oh, he's getting banged up. Cliff is running out of ideas. This guy thinks, well, Call of Duty came out, so that's why his play went down.
It could be. Every time Call of Duty is released, Tyler's play goes down.
Call of Duty generally comes out in late October, November, so it does match
up.
It matches up perfectly.
It matches up perfectly for Tyler. Now, if he's got a TV on right behind the laptop, his iPad, and he's got his controller right here to the right, he could play. He could actually play and pretend.
It
looks
down.
Like he's looking. No, but he could be looking right over. He looks like he's looking at the film, but he's really playing his game. I think he'd get away with it. I got to work with him to see how to get away with this.
No, you need to have your fifth-year-old kid work with him to get that. Those are the perfect people to help him subvert those rules.
Oh my goodness. Maybe Jake Odorizzi is. I'm looking at him with the blister. I was done with this game before.
Yeah, it's on
this.
A replay.
Yeah, we're watching a replay right now. Maybe Jake Odorizzi is maybe his blister will pop and he won't be able to pitch ever again. I don't know. But
that's a bleak thing you just
suggested. Well, I don't know. It's funny to hear JG talk about hours worked.
There's a point there.
Listen, I used to work. When I was playing quarterback for the Cardinals, Art, I used to work. Okay,
you certainly wouldn't have had a clause. It'd more have been a Coors Light clause or something.
Yeah.
Although I don't think they mind as long as you're studying.
What happens if he breaks the rules? Does he have to go to study hall or detention?
If the detention is your contract is voided,
is it going to be like the Breakfast Club?
What other quarterbacks would be in there with him?
I don't know any other quarterback. Davis Mills works his ass off.
Yeah,
I don't know any.
Even the quarterbacks who catch heat for their lack of, I don't know, off-season work or preparation, none of them got this. I think it'll be the only time we ever see it because no quarterback will allow it to happen ever again. Like, even if a quarterback is not working as hard as the organization would want, you're not putting that clause in my contract. No way they would allow it. I don't know how he allowed it.
Yeah. This would be like Dell's contract having a nap clause or Granato's contract having a no Coors Light clause. I ain't signing here with a no Coors Light clause.
No nap clause.
No nap clause.
That's egregious.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm just not signing with this team.
Yeah, I'll just go someplace else.
Yeah, I'll play for the A's. I play for your team. I'll go play for the A's. And have nobody watching.
Well, Kyler does have that option. He can go play for the A's.
No, he can go. No, he can't.
No. Too much money to go play for
the A's.
Too much money to leave the Cardinals.
Just
put in your 40 minutes. People are focusing on 4 hours. That's funny, but it's only 40 minutes a day. You can squeeze in 40 minutes a day.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it that way. I'll just give up Call of Duty on Wednesday night.
Okay? And just do all 4 hours one night?
One night.
And then...
yeah, then I'm done.
I'm not sure that is what they want for him to squeeze it all in on one night.
It's
they
4 hours a week. You didn't say
true.
How.
It's true, but I imagine they would want him doing it every day. But yeah, get it in on that.
40 minutes a day? What are you learning in 40 minutes?
That's the math, right? He doesn't have to do... Now, I'm sure they want him locked in for 3 hours a night, but the math says you can split that over 7 days.
He ain't doing 40 minutes. No way, because then I got to do it every day. Is there anything that you could do? I've thought about that before, that you have to do, like if I paid you and you didn't have to work, but you have to do this every single day. You have to read, I don't know, history book every day for an hour. Would you, I mean, and you're, but you have to do it. There's no days you can take
you're
off.
Picking. I like history, so that'd be easy. Yeah. But yeah, I would do it. It's easy.
But you have to do it.
An hour a day.
You can't, yes. Or something that you have to
something I don't
vacuum
like.
Every day for an hour.
Yes. I don't know what house is big enough for me to do that, but sure.
Well, you just keep on going. You just got to vacuum.
You mean like Kyle, where I can't be distracted by anything? I just got to vacuum.
Yeah, you just got to vacuum.
No That's music.
It. No, nothing. But okay,
but sure.
But
whatever.
Even when you're on vacation, every day.
If I would take
every
a vacuum,
day,
I would take a vacuum with me. If I'm getting paid, yeah,
yes.
I would. Hey, excuse me, hotel staff, can I take this over for you?
I'll do. You're out in the hallway.
Yeah, you guys don't have to pay me because I'm someone else's.
You have to do it every single. I don't think I could do it. I think I would. I would be like
for
can't,
over the course
I can't
of,
do it.
Over the course of
a the
contract.
Rest of your life.
No, it's not the rest of his life. It's the course of this contract.
No, I'm talking about the rest of your life.
Well, that's different. This is like how many years?
No,
you have to
I'm
do
talking
this?
About. Could you do it every single day?
How much am I getting paid?
Well, you're livable. You can. You'll make a couple hundred thousand a year.
Certainly more than livable. I get a $200,000 check every year as long as I complete these
every
tasks.
Every single day.
I mean,
every day.
I mean, sure. I surf the internet for over an hour. I could replace that with something else.
But that's vacuuming.
Vacuuming is not that difficult.
Yeah,
it's mind-numbing, but it's not that difficult.
You know what?
It's certainly mind-numbing.
You will be...
It's annoying.
You'll be
I know.
Like, I can't do it anymore.
No, I would... Can I look up my bank account while I'm doing it to remind me of how good it is?
No distractions. Okay?
I'll do it.
You have to give hugs for 4 hours a week.
No.
Okay? So you have to do that.
That's what David said. That doesn't contribute to the job I'm doing.
Well, no.
What he has. It's different.
You have to give hugs.
He's doing something.
You have to watch an hour of A's baseball every day.
I mean, I have to stay awake for it is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's easy. I'm just sitting down in front of a TV. I mean, that's not – people think that's difficult. I know the A's are crappy, but I could sit down and fall in love with Tony Kemp all over again. I could do that.
Yeah. A's baseball?
It's easy. An
okay,
hour
you
a
gotta
day?
Watch WNBA basketball every day
fine.
For an hour.
You think – see, that would hit you hard. It wouldn't hit me hard. You're picking the wrong guy. That'd be fine. I'll watch Kelsey Plum play basketball.
Ryan says, I go somewhere 8 hours a day. I don't want to go. What's 1 hour?
Yeah, what's the difference? He's working – he doesn't want to work 8 hours a day at that place. Most people
every
don't.
Day, Ryan. No days off. Zero.
He does it 5 days
every
a week.
Day.
He can do 1 hour a day.
Every single day.
If he does 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, he can do 1 hour a day, 7 days a week. You speak from a perspective where your job is not really a job. You just do whatever. Most people suffer through life to get what they want.
But I mean, you have to, even on vacation, you have to do it.
John, people do that 40 hours a week and don't want to. I think you're underestimating because of the life you live.
Maybe. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do it.
I know you can't because your entire life is all about self-fulfillment. Of course you can't do it.
What's self-fulfillment?
You get to...
Playing golf today.
The worst thing that's happening to you today is watching an Astros replay. of a game they lost. That's the worst thing that's going to happen to you.
Yeah. Is it?
You think about it. Unless something unforeseen happens, what's the worst thing that's going to happen to you today?
I could lose at golf and pay money to somebody.
Is it worse than watching this game?
Yeah. But yeah, losing at golf is worse.
But you're still playing golf.
Right.
Which is what you love.
But it's worse. It's
the
hard.
The money's going to be embarrassing. Your buddy will make fun of you because he took your cash. But that's the worst thing, doing something you love and losing some money.
That is one of the worst things ever, is losing at golf and paying money. It's the worst. Mm. At 7:32 ESPN 97. When we come back, a little respect for Davis Mills. Maybe. Still disrespectful, but a little respect for Davis Mills. Right now I'm talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. It's so easy that you can do it in your underwear. That's right. GiveMeTheVin.com is so easy. Now, if you have a camera on your phone, I don't think you want to do this. I've seen movies where, you know, they think the government is watching you through that camera. They can always see you through that camera in your phone or on your laptop. So don't do it in your underwear. That's all I'm saying. To put some clothes on and find out how much your car is worth. Do you have to do it in your underwear? Maybe you want to do it. I don't know if you want to do it naked. Whatever you want to do. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for a great way to sell your car, GiveMeTheVin.com is the way to go. GiveMeTheVin.com is the easiest website to navigate. It's the easiest website to get all the information that you need. You put in your license plate or your VIN number, and then you go about, they tell you how much your car is worth. And get that, at the very least, if you want to sell your car to the dealership, okay, but you're going to go armed with how much it's worth. You know what? You're going to be back at GiveMeTheVin.com. All you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. You want to sell your vehicle? Go to GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Dell, along with Brian, at 713-780-3776. So The Athletic put out their tiers of quarterbacks. Okay. This was done by Mike Sando. Did you see this?
I saw the story. I didn't really delve into
the tiers. He put out his tiers of quarterbacks. See if you agree. Tier one. And he also numbers the quarterbacks. He's got tier one, number one. Who do you think?
Aaron Rodgers.
Number two, Patrick Mahomes. Three, Tom Brady. The list is okay so far. Josh Allen, number four. Josh Allen doesn't deserve. Josh Allen might surpass, and we'll see. But right now, he's got Josh Allen. This is still tier one. He's got Justin Herbert, number five.
Yeah. The Athletic, in particular, from listening to their podcast, they love that dude. They love him. I mean, Robert Mays, who handles their, who pretty much is their main guy for their podcast arm, in love with Justin Herbert.
Justin Burrow is number six. Justin Burrow.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is number six.
Okay.
Joe Burrow is a young Tom Brady. I think Herbert has shown he can do it in doses. Burrow is a step ahead. Blah, blah, blah. Joe Burrow is a winner.
So Burrow's behind?
It goes Herbert and even then though, Burrow. Even though he's, yeah.
Even though he just complimented Burrow for being able to do it consistently.
Right.
Herbert's still ahead of him.
Yes.
Because they love his freakish talent, his arm and all that stuff. They think he's like this. When he puts everything together and the Chargers get right around him, he's just going to be this legit killer.
That's funny. In this short a time that Justin Herbert is thought to be that high, is that highly regarded without even a playoff appearance, and got beat by the Texans last year.
Lost three out of four to not make the playoffs. It wasn't all his fault, but he wasn't great in some of those games.
Tier two, Matthew Stafford. Russell Wilson is pretty good. Tier two is pretty good. Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, Matt Ryan.
How many quarterbacks is that now?
So we have gone through 14.
Okay. Tier two is almost half.
Six in tier one, eight in tier two.
So one and two is a little less than half the starting quarterbacks in the league.
Tier three, Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins, yeah, okay. We'll put tier two is Kirk Cousins, number 15, Jimmy Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill, Mac Jones, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, and Jameis Winston. So there's 10 in that.
So that's now 24?
That is 24. Okay. And then the last tier is tier four. Now, I have a bit of an issue. It's funny. Jared Goff has got a team to a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz had a really great season that finished in a Super Bowl that he wasn't a part of. I guess Jalen Hurts deserves to be up there. Baker Mayfield, tier three is not great.
And tier three has some, it's weird because tier three has.
But they're serviceable NFL quarterbacks.
Which is fine, but then if you go into tier four, is there a big difference between the guys in tier three and tier four?
Well, tier four starts out with Justin Fields. So it's basically on potential.
So he is the top of tier four when he had a
he's at the top.
Awful. Well, the Bears contributed, but he had a bad year.
Well, how much of that now?
So Mac,
I don't know how much he studies.
Well,
but
we'll find out if.
But I do know he didn't have an offensive line
or weapons.
No weapons,
except for Allen Robinson, who was pretty much done with being in Chicago.
But they had no offensive
line. And they have not helped him with the weapons at all this year.
No,
they're going to be probably,
or the offensive line.
They're one of the least talented teams on the offensive side in football. And by the way, Roquan Swift not reporting because he wants a new contract. So all things good for the Bears right now.
Yeah, no, it's all going really well. Tua is in this. Is behind Justin Fields.
Which, when I heard Mac Jones and Jalen Hurts.
When I hear Tyreek Hill, I think he should be in tier one.
Yeah, Tyreek's hyping this guy. Training camp starts today. We'll see if that lasts. When I heard Jalen Hurts and Mac Jones so far ahead of him, I'm like, I don't think there's much difference between those three. I mean, you could talk about none of them being what you would want from a franchise quarterback, but I don't see much difference. So that the disparity in where they're ranked surprised me. Although it doesn't, I'll be honest, it doesn't. Tua will get that type of I won't say slander, but that type of criticism until in year three he does something.
He's with Mike. He's probably going to be a lot better.
I think the biggest issue to start his career was he had Chan Gailey as his OC who loved Ryan Fitzpatrick. He had a veteran quarterback who I think they started out 3-3. The problem with the Dolphins and that whole development issue was they were too good to let a quarterback just make mistakes. They were too much in the playoff race for him to go, all right, Tua's having an off game. Let him play through it. We got to yank him because we're still in the playoff chase.
Right.
That's not great for the development of a young quarterback. And then the next year, they're trying to trade for Deshaun Watson.
So Tua's 26.
And where's Mac Jones and Jalen Hurts? I know they're in tier three, but where are they ranked?
Mac Jones was a little higher, but of course, I mean, he played 18.
And Jalen Hurts?
And Jalen Hurts was 20.
Yeah, I don't see that big of a gap, but whatever, between the three of them.
Tua is 26. 27 is Davis Mills. Now, he's in the fourth tier, which is, you know what? These are the guys that are probably out first when we're replacing quarterbacks. The ones that, listen, Carson Wentz could absolutely be replaceable. Jameis Winston can be replaceable. Jared Goff can be replaceable. If they have off years, Baker Mayfield, these guys are not going to be around next year. Well, they're not going to be starting for those teams next year.
No.
So they're absolutely, those guys are replaceable. All of these guys in this tier are either really high prospects like Justin Fields and Zach Wilson, or they're just not good NFL quarterbacks. Davis Mills coming in ahead of Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Daniel Jones, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Mitch Trubisky, and Drew Locke. Well, that's tier four. There's actually is a tier five, and that's Geno Smith. That's awful.
Sorry, Geno.
That's really bad. But finally, these guys recognized that Davis Mills was actually better than those guys.
Well,
last
they didn't
year.
Recognize he was better than Trevor Lawrence
or Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's based off
but
potential.
There is some potential in this too. Okay. There is some potential in
but
this.
But that is,
and if you okay, If gun to your head, who's going to have a better career, Trevor Lawrence or Davis Mills?
I know that should be a simple answer, but I don't really know. I know gun to my head, so I guess I got to answer. I guess I got to take the guy who was the Heisman finalist, the Clemson pedigree, whatever. But that doesn't matter anymore.
No, it doesn't matter anymore. But
we are banking a lot on Urban Meyer. Listen, was terrible and ruined
I'm a
him.
Big Davis Mills guy. I ain't going to put him ahead of Trevor Lawrence.
I'm not going to put him ahead of him, but I do like to honor on-field results.
But at least they're in the same neighborhood here. Every other ranking of quarterbacks had Davis Mills 35th.
Did Davis Mills have a great head coach to work under?
No. No, but nobody says that, right?
Did Davis Mills have a great system and weapons and supporting cast to work around,
and
to work with?
And the other guys improved their supporting cast. And you know what? The only thing that they did for him offensively was Kenyon Green and Marlon Mack.
Yeah, so I just think at some point, Trevor Lawrence isn't getting... I know, the Urban Meyer thing will give him some leeway, but at some point, I guess it'll be starting this year, we just got to look at what he is on the field. And he wasn't good last year, and Davis Mills was better.
I'm just amazed, though. I'm just so happy that actually somebody listed the Davis Mills ahead of Zach Wilson and Trey Lance and Davis and Daniel Jones and Darnold, because he's been behind everybody. This at least is a little bit more realistic. And here's what they have to say about Davis. Here's what they have to say. I love this kid. I think he's so poised. He stands in the pocket. He's able to deliver the ball. I think he knows where to go with the ball. He throws a pretty ball. He throws a catchable ball. He sees the field. He's a three. He's in the three. They got him in the three, not in the four. Tier four, not tier four.
So these are just people evaluating him?
Right. Really like his composure. He makes plays in the passing game. Doesn't have the best arm, but is an adequate passer. Reminds me of a better Andy Dalton. If he was a better Andy Dalton, would you take that right now? Dalton got to the Bengals to this playoffs.
You mean for the next decade? What do you mean?
Yeah.
A better Andy Dalton means you...
And we're not talking about Andy Dalton over the last couple of years
the young one, jumped around. Yeah,
the one that actually led the Bengals to the playoffs.
The one who was losing to the Texans in the playoffs. Yeah. A better Andy Dalton has a ceiling. It probably means you won't ever be the best quarterback in a divisional round, but I guess you take it because there's no guarantee that the guy you draft would reach that level. Andy Dalton had a productive career until he didn't. A better one... I guess I would take it because the crapshoot of drafting. But you always want to go for great, right? If you're telling me that Davis Mills will never be great because Andy Dalton was never great, there is a temptation to go pick a guy you think will be great.
Personnel director called Mills pretty interesting for his anticipation and accuracy, suggesting Mills is going to surprise a lot of people. He's done some good things, but doing good things when your team is no good, said another GM, is a whole different thing. He's still a four to me. I have yet to see a legitimate starter. Liked him coming out of the draft. If he turns into a Garoppolo, said one GM, that wouldn't shock me.
Prone to throwing the dumbest passes at the worst times? Yeah, is that what he means?
Yeah. Throwing for 83 yards in a playoff game?
Okay. And making a Super Bowl still?
All right, taking a break. 713-780-3C. Got any thoughts on this? You're more than welcome. We'll get back to the Astros on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
How about Chaz McCormick? You know what the deal is with Chaz McCormick? He's going the other way. Chaz McCormick has been hitting everything to right field. And you know what? It's working out for him. When guys are in slumps, I don't know why. I mean, if I was a hitting coach, I'd be like, just go the other way. Just go the other way, son, and you're going to get out of this hitting slump. Because for whatever reason, and you hear guys talk about it all the time, and yet when guys are still trying to pull everything. That's baseball today, though. Everybody tries to pull everything.
And our guy, Kenny Van Doren, these are his numbers he put out in a tweet. And this was before last night's game, I believe. Tweet was 20 hours ago. In 16 games in July, Chaz McCormick is hitting .292. I guess these are what baseball people call slash numbers.
Okay.
292, 424, and 500 with 3 home runs, 1 double, and 8 RBIs. The righty has also walked 11 times to his 11 strikeouts. And I believe that was before.
That's awesome for him.
Last
11
night.
Walks with 11 strikeouts is awesome
for
him.
In the month of July.
That is. No. He's absolutely. Since he was sent down and he came back, he's actually been really good. I mean, he has been. And last night, homered again, went to right field. All of his big hits are going to right field. Yeah, his game log after last night, now he's hitting 308. This month, 308, 429, 577. His OPS is 1,005 this month. That's really, really good.
Kenny is a current intern, but he's doing bigger and better things. He writes for the Astros arm of SI at Inside Astros SI, but his Twitter account is at The Vandalorian, and you can guess how to spell that. I don't know why his banner picture is a picture of him sitting between you two, John and Lance. That seems like it needs to change.
Well, that we made him famous. All right.
Well, when you're berating him about stealing your
he steals my stuff.
Your stuff. But right. If you want more stats, Kenny is a guy who, like I said, is an intern here, but doing big things. So go follow him. He's big on the Astros.
2 for 4 last night, a double, a homer, and 2 RBIs for Chaz McCormick. Hey, I mean, He deserved to be sent down, but now he deserves to be playing all the time. And without Uncle Mike in there, for a guy who's got 1,000 OPS in there, you've got to keep him. You got to keep running him out there. And Dusty has been. He played him in both games of the doubleheader against the Yankees. He played him in 2 of 3 against Seattle. Last night he hits. He's got 2 RBIs with 2 hits. He's been out there. He's got 52 at bats this month with 16 hits. 308 average, pretty damn good. Chaz McCormick, yeah. And you'll notice that most of his hits, when you're swinging and missing and you're trying to pull everything and you're trying to hit it, go the other way. And that's what Chaz McCormick has done, and look at what he's doing. Holy cow. He's hitting with power the other way, too. That's just great. I'm glad to see it. Glad to see it. It'll be interesting to see now with the way Aledmus is playing. With Yordan back, with Uncle Mike possibly, and according to James Click, Brantley will be back sooner rather than later. Do they make a move? I don't know. They haven't during Jim Crane's time. Have they gone out and gotten a bat? That's all they've gotten is pitching.
I can't remember.
They got relief pitching when they brought in Presley the 1 year. They got relief pitching when they brought in Graveman. They've got starting pitching when they brought in Verlander and Greinke.
The bats have come from the system. I can't think of one time where they went out and got an accomplished major league bat. Apparently, the Josh Bell stuff is what everyone's locked in on. I don't know if we can trust Michael Marino, but he's saying he was more talking about the Mets. They're going to kind of fall off the Josh Bell sweepstakes because some believe the Astros are going to ultimately end up with him. But so the Josh Bell stuff still is out there. He feels like the most likely if we're talking about bats, but we'll see. Chaz McCormick development is great. I still want one more.
Yeah, I would love to see them go get somebody that can play. I mean, Josh Bell would be awesome because you're not playing if you're not playing Yordan every day. Now, what do you do? You know, we're talking about the Astros are going to the postseason. What do you do in the postseason? Brantley's healthy. Yordan, of course, Yordan's going to play. I mean, even with his hand, can you give Yordan days off during the postseason?
Unless he can't pick up a bat, no.
Yeah, no. Yordan's got to be out there. There's no question about that. I just don't know where that bat. If it's Josh Bell, you got a big bat coming off the bench. You got a Aledmys Diaz coming off the bench. You've got Chaz McCormick possibly coming off the bench or Myers, whatever the case may be. I don't know. We haven't seen him go get a bat. That'll be interesting to see if they finally do. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. Would you rather have Josh Bell or a shutdown bullpen arm? Whew, that's a good question.
You're talking closer, just the setup, man.
Well, I don't care. Like the innings that Maton gave you last year, how valuable were those in the postseason? unless Yuli is a total disaster in the postseason.
Do we expect that to turn around?
Well, he hasn't been a total disaster, but again, with runners in scoring position, it's just been bad. It's been bad all year, and it hasn't really changed much. I don't know. That's a tough call. I think the bullpen shut down arm. But you've already got, listen, Montero's been great. Stanek's been great. Presley's been great. You hope that Maton will be somewhat what he was. You're going to add an arm to the bullpen in Javier, right? Or
will that be determined by what McCullers is? Would you rather have McCullers
in the bullpen?
In the bullpen.
It'll depend on how much arm strength he has and if he can start. Can you count on McCullers for 6 innings? I don't know. Maybe by then you will be able to. I don't know. We'll have to find out and see how he progresses. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we're talking about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Look, if you're looking for a great way to get that payroll, and whether your business is growing or you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, if your payroll company is doing this, you should know this right now. And if I'm talking to CEOs, I'm talking to CFOs right now. You should know whether or not that payroll company is working you. Because they're working you if they say, yeah, we're going to do your payroll, we're going to do your HR, and we're also going to give you your benefits packages, your 401k packages, all of that. It's all packaged together. Nah. Because that's where they're getting you. Those 401, it may not be perfect for your business. How about if you get to pick your 401k package, your benefit package, your insurance packages? How about if they give you choices for that? Well, that's what happens at HRP. At the other places, that's where they're gouging you. Okay. Oh, look at our payroll. It's pretty over here, but don't look over here. That's not what happens at HRP. HRP does payroll and they do HR. And then they give you choices on the other stuff. So if you're looking for that kind of company and one that's going to take care of your Affordable Care Act as well, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.